another Choshen Mishpat case for us to discuss. So let's say that a friend tells me they're going abroad and they ask me if I want them to pick up something for me from the duty free. So I tell them there's a particular edition of Glenmorangie that is only available in the airports. It costs £100 and I'd like them to buy it for me, and I give them the money to buy that whiskey for me. When they get back, they give me the bottle of whiskey and they tell me that actually they didn't get it in duty free. They got it through a friend of a friend and it only cost £70. And the question is, do they have to return the other £30 to me? On the one hand, I was willing and expecting to pay £100 for the whiskey, and this bottle of whiskey is worth £100 to me. So perhaps they've provided me with what I wanted at the price I wanted, and they're entitled to keep the difference of the money. But on the other hand, maybe I engaged them to buy me a bottle of whiskey at up to a cost of £100, and if they manage to buy it for less, then they should simply give me back the change. And this is also a shaila addressed by Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot, Chelek Hei, Simon Shin Ayin Hei. And he begins by referring us to a shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Te Vav, who addresses the question of a shaliach who's sent to import a certain item, and they're able to get it through customs without paying the tax. We'll assume for our purposes that there's nothing illegal going on, simply that they worked out that if certain declarations, etc. are made, that it can be brought as something exempt from tax. So in that case, who gains the money that's saved? The shach says that the shaleach has to pay the shaliach for his efforts in saving him the tax. He doesn't have to allow him to keep all the money that is saved, but he does have to make some sort of payment for what the shaliach saved him. But actually, it's a point of machloket, because he also brings the Be'er Heitiv in Simon Kuf Kaf Chet, who disagrees and says there are grounds to say that the money saved, all of it belongs to the shaliach, because the mishaleach had essentially written off the tax when he decided that he wanted to import the goods. And because Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel brings both opinions down, and there doesn't seem to be a clear conclusion to the machloket, the Rav Moshe Sternbach says that Cholkin, that the money saved is shared equally between the two parties. But he also qualifies this, and he says it depends a bit on whether the shaliach did something that anybody could do if they made a bit of effort, in which case the money that is saved is shared. But if the shaliach used some special knowledge that they've got, maybe they're trained in customs and excise duties or something like that, or perhaps they've got contacts in the customs who can help them, then he says that they're entitled to more than half of what they've saved the mishaleach, though he doesn't say exactly how much more they're entitled to. So back now to our case of whiskey. Actually, it was only a bottle of whiskey. Back to our bottle of whiskey. Here also, if my friend just happened to pass another shop where they were selling Glenmorangie that I wanted for £70 rather than £100, so he bought it there instead of duty-free, then quite simply, we share the £30 that he saved. But if he knew something that I didn't know, or he was able to access contacts that normally people don't have access to, then he should be entitled to more than just half the money that he saved me. And the final point that he makes is it's important to note that we're talking about a case where I've done my research and the cost of the whiskey that I wanted really was £100. But if the price in duty-free was actually £70, and I simply made a mistake, then this is a straightforward case of taut, and all the extra £30 belongs to me. Ad kan.